Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 12, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Inhibition of T-cell polyamine metabolism promotes transplant acceptance by modulating cytotoxic CD8-positive T-cell differentiation. This study found polyamine metabolism was significantly upregulated in T-cells during acute rejection in murine models. Inhibition of T-cell polyamine metabolism promoted transplant acceptance by modulating cytotoxic CD8-positive T-cell differentiation. The findings demonstrated a critical role for T-cell polyamine metabolism in transplant rejection and identified a potential therapeutic target. Article number 2. Association of tricuspid regurgitation severity with activities of daily living and dementia in patients with heart failure. Insight from the KUNIUMI Registry Chronic Cohort. This study investigated the association of tricuspid regurgitation severity with longitudinal changes in activities of daily living and cognitive function. Researchers analyzed 1269 heart failure patients, 67.5% with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, over a one-year follow-up period. The investigation highlights the critical need to understand how tricuspid regurgitation impacts functional and cognitive decline in elderly heart failure patients. Article number 3. Identifying high-risk subgroups for heart failure among people with diabetes, the impact of cancer. This study examined the incidence of heart failure in individuals with diabetes mellitus and cancer compared with those having diabetes mellitus alone. Researchers established a national cohort by linking 792,742 individuals aged 50 years or older from the Australian National Diabetes Services Scheme with hospital admissions and death records. The study provides important insights into identifying high-risk subgroups for heart failure among people with diabetes, specifically highlighting the impact of cancer. Article number 4. Conduction system versus biventricular pacing in heart failure. The PhysioSync HF randomized clinical trial. The PhysioSync HF randomized clinical trial compared conduction system pacing versus biventricular pacing for heart failure-related outcomes. This study focused on patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction and left bundle branch block, a population where alternative pacing strategies are critical. The trial provides a direct comparison of these two pacing modalities, addressing uncertainty regarding their impact on heart failure outcomes. Article number 5. Model-based cost-effectiveness analysis of first-line pharmacotherapy combinations in adults with chronic heart failure and reduced ejection fraction. This study presented a model-based cost-effectiveness analysis of 5 first-line pharmacotherapy combinations for adults with chronic heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. The lifetime cohort Markov model, developed from the National Health Service in England's perspective, evaluated combinations including angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors or angiotensin receptor blockers. This analysis offers crucial information on the economic implications of different initial treatment strategies for heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, guiding resource allocation, and clinical practice. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.